Man, I bought this new podcast equipment recently, but it's busted. It's cactus. I bought a lemon.
The neighbor's trying to start his car, but he's bought a lemon.
G'day, you mob, and welcome to Aussie English. I am your host, Pete, and my objective here is to teach you guys the English spoken down under. So whether you want to sound like a fair dinkum Aussie, or you just want to understand what the flippin' hell we're on about when we're having a yarn, you've come to the right place. So sit back, grab a cuppa, and enjoy Aussie English. Let's go. G'day you mob. How's it going? Hope you're having a great week. Hope you're having a good one. Wherever you are in the world, I hope you are safe and sound and enjoying yourselves and getting comfortable in 2021, right? 2021. Things are going all right in Australia. We seem to be doing okay in the realm of COVID, although there's a lot of weird things kind of happening with the two different vaccines that we're getting. I think at the moment, Italy's holding on to a bunch of doses because they're not getting the doses that they need. Lots of stuff's going on, but it's definitely looking like it's going to be a better year than 2020, huh? So, I hope wherever you guys are, whatever you're doing well. Welcome to this episode, guys. This is another expression episode where the aim of this episode is to teach you, the advanced English learner, an Australian English expression. That's not to say that it is not used elsewhere in the world. Obviously, when I say an Australian English expression, that is an English expression that you can use in Australia, right? It's not unique to Australia. If you would like the transcripts for these episodes, guys, as well as the video lessons, so for those of you listening to this on the podcast, this is also a video lesson where you will see videos come up on the screen, you'll see definitions of words and expressions, you'll see the pronunciation phrases, all of that stuff comes up. It's more of a visual lesson so that if you are, like me, a visual learner, it makes the process of absorbing new vocab and expressions and studying these lessons a lot easier. So, if you want access to that, join the premium podcast or the academy, which includes the premium podcast. Okay, guys? Now, today, all right, so we start off with a joke, right? It is going to be a joke that's related to the expression, which is to buy a lemon. So, what's it going to be about? It's going to be about a lemon. I'll get to the joke, right? I'm laughing too soon. All right, so why did the lemon stop rolling down the hill? Why did the lemon stop rolling down the hill? Because it ran out of juice. We rolling. Better tell somebody we rolling out if we rolling. We rolling. Better tell somebody we rolling out if we rolling. We rolling. Because it ran out of juice. Do you get it? God, dad jokes. All right. So, the idea here is that the word juice can be the sweet liquid that you get out of something like a lemon, right? Usually fruit. So, you'd get lemon juice, you get orange juice, you get, what's another juice? Pineapple juice, passion fruit juice, grapefruit juice, you know, the apple juice. There's heaps of different juices. But we can also use juice to mean energy. This is kind of informal English. This is sort of slang. So, if someone has a lot of juice, they have a lot of energy, right? They're full of energy. If they don't have any juice or they've run out of juice, they no longer have any energy. And we can kind of tie it in to also electricity, right? So, if I had a battery in my phone, obviously, I've got a battery in my phone. The battery runs out, my phone is out of juice. It's got no more juice. It's out of juice. There's no juice left in the battery. There's no juice left in the phone. It's out of power. It's out of energy. Okay, so that's the joke. Why did the lemon stop rolling down the hill? Because he ran out of juice. Oh, my God. So, all right. So, today's expression is to buy a lemon. And I wonder if you've heard this expression before, because if you haven't, it's going to be interesting for you to learn what lemon is referring to here. It doesn't seem like it's very intuitive, right? Anyway, before we get into the expression and what it means, let's define the words in this expression. to buy something. I'm sure you guys know what to buy something is. It is to lash out. It is to spend your hard-earned cash on something, right? To purchase something, to obtain something in exchange for payment, for money. That is to buy something. And a lemon, now, literally here, a lemon would be just that, right? A piece of fruit, a yellow piece of fruit, a citrus, pale yellow oval piece of fruit with thick skin that is acidic. It's similar to limes or oranges or mandarins. Man, my English is horrible today. You'll know what a lemon is literally. But when we use this figuratively, it means a faulty device or machine, usually a vehicle, a lemon in this sense. Okay, so I'll just get to defining the expression so that you understand. If you buy a lemon, you've bought something which is usually worthless or doesn't work properly, especially a vehicle, because it's faulty, right? It doesn't turn on, it doesn't function, it's so badly broken you could never fix it, or it would cost a lot to fix. It's not going to work, right? So, it is a lemon. Why a lemon? Well, there are many theories. One is that in the 20th century, in American slang, it was used to mean a hustle, right? Which is, I guess, where you are sort of tricking someone into giving them or giving you their money. So, if someone conned you and they sold you a dodgy car that didn't really work very well, you were the victim of a lemon, right? Of a hustle. You got tricked. You got conned. But maybe then that morphed into the car itself becoming the lemon instead of the hustle. Who knows? That's one hypothesis. But lemon today refers to usually a car that doesn't work very well or that has problems. So, let's get into the examples, and I will give you the perfect example for this. I don't know if I've talked about this before on the podcast, but back when I was probably 20, in my early 20s, I don't remember the exact year. I think it would have been like 21, 22. I sort of had this mid-midlife crisis, and I decided to save up all of my money. In fact, I got a loan as well, and then lash out on a BMW sports car. Bad decisions. Oh, man. Hindsight is 20/20. There's a good expression for you. When you look back on the past, hindsight is always 20/20. You can always look back with perfect vision, right? Because you know what happens. I'm sure you can guess what happened. So, I spent my hard-earned money on this BMW. I lashed out, I think it was like $13,000, 13 grand on this BMW. It was in Melbourne. I took my mates. We all checked the car out. They had a look under the hood, right? They lifted up the hood and it was all good. It seemed all good. They chucked their heads under the car as well. No oil anywhere. It drove really well. I ended up purchasing it. I went back to Geelong, and in order to get the car registered in my name, I had to get a roadworthy certificate, an RWC, which is something you have to do in Australia. You have to show that the car is worthy of being driven on the road, that it is roadworthy, in order to register it once you change names, when you buy it from someone. So, you have about a month to do this, and I took the car to get looked at by some BMW mechanics, and they were pretty blunt with just saying, you bought a lemon. You bought a dodgy car. It's got a blown head gasket. You're going to have to pay probably $4,000 to fix this, which is, you know, I don't know what, a third the price of the car. So, you know, you bought a lemon. And, the car was a massive headache. It ended up breaking down so many times, costing me a lot of money to fix. I ended up having to sell it at a massive loss for like $9,000 a year later. It was a massive lemon. What a headache. Number two. Story about bikes being left out as hard rubbish. Okay, so this was an interesting story for me. When we were putting our hard rubbish out in front of our house recently, when we were moving house, this is where you put things you want the rubbish people to come and collect, but can't fit in a bin. So, you know, things like beds or furniture or bikes or, you know, other electronic goods. We put out a whole bunch of stuff, including an old bike. And people kept adding to the pile. They kept adding other dodgy bikes, other, you know, computers and devices that didn't work to this pile, and it kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I remember seeing all these people switching some of the items. They would ride their bike up and then see the bike that was on the pile, take that bike and leave their bike. And I was thinking the whole time, why on earth would they want these bikes, right? These bikes are total lemons. I mean, I guess in this case, they're not buying the bikes. They're not buying a lemon because they're getting it for free. But they were totally dodgy old bikes. You know, it was probably not worth it. Just go and buy a new bike. These were lemons. All right. Example number three. Imagine that you buy the latest MacBook Pro, right? Or iPad or iPhone, whatever it is. And it turns out to be constantly on the fritz, right? So, it keeps having battery issues. It turns off and you turn it back on. You work for a little bit, then it turns off again. And whatever it is inside of it just keeps dying. It just keeps going cactus. So, after a while, you take it back to the computer store to get it replaced. They give you a full refund because it turns out you bought a lemon, right? You bought this unreliable, faulty device. It was a total lemon. So, there you go, guys. Hopefully, now you understand the expression to buy a lemon. This is to buy something which is worthless or that is malfunctioning, that doesn't work, that's broken. And typically, it is a car, though I would also use this to mean a sort of device of some kind that's broken. It could be a computer, it could be a fan, I don't know. You could refer to anything that doesn't really work that well that you've bought and, you know, is on the fritz and you need to get it replaced. So, as usual, let's have a look at those clips again from the start of this video and see if you can now understand how this expression was being used.
Man, I bought this new podcast equipment recently, but it's busted. It's cactus. I bought a lemon.
The neighbor's trying to start his car, but he's bought a lemon.
Good job, guys. Now it's time to go through the listen and repeat exercise. This is where I'm going to go through a series of phrases, and it is your chance to listen and repeat after me to practice your pronunciation. Okay? So, listen and repeat after me. Two. To buy. To buy a. To buy a lemon. 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 I bought a lemon. You bought a lemon. He bought a lemon. She bought a lemon. We bought a lemon. They bought a lemon. It bought a lemon. Great work, guys. Now, there's some interesting stuff going on there in terms of pronunciation. So, you may notice in the first series of phrases when we said to buy a lemon, the word to gets reduced and we use the schwa vowel sound. So, instead of to, it becomes to buy a lemon, to buy a lemon. You may also notice that we're linking the words buy and a with a very subtle yod sound, that y, y, y sound. Okay, so you'll hear to buy your lemon, to buy your lemon. We use that when linking vowels, right? In English, if we have two vowel sounds next to one another, almost always, at least as far as I can recall, we're going to be using the Y sound, the Y, the yod, the W sound, W, 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 or the R sound, R, 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 okay? Lastly, some interesting stuff that you may notice happening is that in the phrase, I bought a lemon, there's no hard T sound there between the word bought, well, at the end of the word bought, and the start of the word a, right, or a, I bought a, I bought a. So, that T is actually getting turned into a T flap, right, the r, r, it's kind of like an R sound, r, r, it's hard to do by itself. I bought a lemon, I bought a lemon, I bought a lemon. So it's doing that because there's a vowel sound on either side of it. And this happens with either the T or the D. And you sort of need to ignore spelling. If there are other letters in there, like in the word bought, you're going to see G and H. Those are silent. They're related to the vowel sound. And so the T gets made into the T flap. Now, guys, if you want to learn more about Australian English pronunciation, I really recommend that you check out the Aussie English pronunciation course. Just go to aussieenglish.com.au/APC. You will learn how to pronounce all the consonants in English, all the vowel sounds in English, how to link these vowel sounds, how to do connected speech, like when and where to use the syllabic N, the syllabic L, the Australian R, the T flap, everything like that. It's a great course. Go and check it out. Now, before we finish, obviously, I like to sort of tie in Aussie facts. And today, I was thinking, how do I find something related to lemons? And I ended up thinking about lemon, lime and bitters as a classic Aussie drink that you can find at pubs. So, the average Aussie probably wouldn't have the foggiest idea where a lemon, lime and bitters drink originates, but it actually originates from Australia. And I am a perfect example of not having known this ahead of time. I only realized this when I was researching lemons and Australia. So, more than 100 million of these beverages are sold in Australia every single year. So, that's what, 4 per person. Besides Coca-Cola, it's Australia's most ordered soft drink when out at the pub. The name gives away its ingredients, lemonade, lime, and bitters. The drink's roots go all the way back to colonial times where people made the drink using bitters aboard British Royal Navy ships to treat seasickness back in the 1840s. Sailors would mix Angostura bitters with their gin to make pink gin, which soon became a hit on dry land. By the 1870s, the son of Angostura's founder, Carlos Siegert, traveled to Australia in a promotional tour to show the Angostura bitters was much more than just something to mix with gin. A non-alcoholic alternative was made with lemonade and bitters, which became known as a Campbell, as its popularity spread throughout the colonies. Hotter climates of Australia made the drink all the rage. It became very popular. Over the years, the drink made its way out of Australia and spread to places like Britain and into other British colonies. In Nigeria, people started mixing lemonade and bitters with grenadine and orange juice, whilst in Hong Kong, they swapped the lemonade for a blend of ginger beer and ginger ale, then added lemon juice and named it Agana. By the time the 20th century rolled around back in Australia, the drink had well and truly risen to continent-wide prominence and was a staple in pubs and restaurants all across the land. It's even become used as a remedy for car sickness. I should probably give Kel the odd lemon, lime and bitters when we're in the car next time then. Next time you're in the land of Oz, down under, go and grab a pub meal or head to a restaurant and make sure that you order a lemon, lime and bitters and then send me a message and tell me what you reckon. Was it worth it? Was it good? Was the lemon worth the squeeze? Anyway, guys, thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you enjoy this episode and I'll see you next time. Peace.